Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rich McKinney. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bradley, and towards Alvarado, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko strikes out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roof for the out. Peña moves to second. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone who is chasing the ball. Kubiak reaches third base with a triple. Peña scores. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Bradley covering, for the out. Harper moves to third. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. May steals second. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 1 in the game. Kosko is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews misplays the ball. That's an error on Andrews. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peña moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hermann. Peña moves to third. Roof moves to second. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-1 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley bunts in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvarado moves to second. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-2 in the game. Voss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Voss moves to second. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-2 in the game. Kosko hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Patton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-2 in the game. Patton takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney is called out on strikes. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Hegan moves to third. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Voss moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Brewers. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-3 in the game. Kosko bunts towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Voss moves to third. May moves to second. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May pinch hits for Tom Bradley. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Richard pinch runs for Lee May. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-3 in the game. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richard moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melton. The throw from Roof and he is out, Kubiak applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Lee Richard now playing shortstop. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Savage pinch hits for Marty Patton. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Kubiak moves to second. Danny Walton pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Savage now playing left field. Marcelino Lopez now pitching. Andy Cosco now playing first base. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-3 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnstone bunts towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. McKinney moves to second. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lopez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. McKinney moves to third. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Smith pinch hits for Bill Voss. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0-for-3 in the game. Cosco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.